live in or work in or even travel through certain parts of Wales, you'll know high-speed connection to the internet is a pretty major issue. This might inspire you, though. A group of villagers in Lancashire have taken matters into their own hands to turn their broadband hotspot into a hotspot by laying their own cables to connect themselves to the network. Christine Condor is a farmer and part of the Broadband for the Rural North management team. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well done, first of all. You've been hard at work, actually. Is it true you've dug or are going to dig 40 miles of trench for the cable?
That's just for the core network. We've 265 kilometres to do.
Wow.
Altogether for phase one, and then we move into six further phases.
Is it expensive?
Well, sort of, but most of the costs are being borne by us ourselves.
What sort of?
About £2 million.
All right, OK, that's pretty expensive then. So basically, yeah. you're all chipping in
£2
million?
We're all chipping in with shares if we can afford it. And if people can't afford it, it doesn't matter, but some people can afford more than others and they help others out. And the farmers are being paid in shares. So instead of being paid in money, we don't have to raise that money, we can pay them in shares. And they dig their own fibre in and get £1.50 a metre.
And Christine, was it difficult to persuade people to do their bit, you know, whether it's a pound share or more than that?
No, because they all really, really want broadband. We're in an area very like Wales. We're very rural. We're an upland area and very sparse population. And we've got satellites. We've got Wi-Fi. We do all the best we can, but it isn't good enough for what's coming.
What sort of impact is it having then, Christine, on not just business, but on people's
personal
lives as well?
People are moving away and people don't want to come and live here. And it's the first thing they ask estate agents, do they have broadband? Can we have 3 months of speed tests to see what quality of broadband they've got?
Wow, that's incredible. That really shows the effect, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we don't want to lose the kids. We've got some very bright kids around here and we want them to be able to live and work in this area. And they're just moving to towns.
You're doing it all yourself, Christine. You know, that is a lot of digging. That's a lot of money.
Well, personally, I'm not digging it all myself.
I'm sure you can find a trowel. Do you not feel in any way that you've been let down in that maybe in the 21st century this should be provided for you rather than you having to do it yourself?
Well, you know, the country is pretty well hard up at the moment and there isn't that sort of money to go around. And I suppose it's more important to get the cities online and everything else, so we'll just do it ourselves. We're uneconomic for a telco to provide this sort of connectivity to, and we've done other things, we've tried everything else, and the only thing that will work is the fibre. So we're laying fibre to the farms and building this core network, and that will help connect villages.
Congratulations on the work so far. Good luck as well. Keep it up. Great to speak to you as well. That's Christine Condor, not personally, but nevertheless, digging miles of trench for cable.
And when it's all working, she's going to be able to talk directly on Skype to her grandchildren who live in Llangadfan near Welshpool. Isn't that good? Anyway, quick look at today. You don't want to hear too much detail. There's going to be more rain.